She's out there. You're the Florida version of Sex in the City, JD.
That's when I was smoking my cigar.
Don't be an asshole today.
Hey, we've been chatting for 40 minutes without it recording. So we're being like plastered right now.
I'm having a refresh in limoncello. This is like a rerun of a
I know. I am having a
first run.
Whitney Neal, blood orange vodka. You can see we've been chatting for a while. This is what's left.
It's not orange anymore. Yeah. I have to try that stuff. You get the best stuff.
Well, yeah, I think there's been such a flavor explosion, and I'm sure Tyler will cover all that, but you know, like 2-3 years ago when I was working in the pub, these, you know, all of a sudden we started getting I'm trying to think of the brand, what was it? I don't want to say, was it Bombay? It might have been Bombay. It started with like Summerberry Bombay gin. That was,
yeah.
And it was pink gin. Everybody wanted a pink. I'll just have the pink gin.
Yep.
And then the flavors just started getting like the Parma Violet, rhubarb and ginger, all these different, you know, flavors. And it was just like the summer of flavored gin. I couldn't believe all the different kinds and brands. There were so many.
Yep.
Gordon's was doing a berry,
really?
elderflower and strawberry or something like that. And it was just like the summer of flavored gins. Like I'm sure you remember when vodka went that way.
Yes. You know, oh yeah.
Bubblegum vodka, vanilla vodka, ginger vodka.
They had whipped cream, birthday cake,
yeah. Bubblegum. Oh man. I was happy with grape. I like
right. Grape is vodka. Good. Grape is still my favorite.
Yeah, grape was good, but Sky Vodka made a ginger gin that I remember was fantastic. That was really ginger gin and ginger ale was just
incredible.
Yeah, it was amazing. So yeah, it's like gin caught up with vodka.
Right, as far as being cool.
Right, and having all the different weird flavors. Like I have rose gin here that
is it good?
Like it would be shitty, but it is actually really, really good. Yeah, and I think the thing with it is that you're usually having it with club soda or tonic.
Mm-hmm.
So you're really getting the flavor. You're not having something that's clashing with it, you know?
Right.
And my mom liked it. So my mom was here. She came to visit me at work, and my friend Christian was working with me that night, and he made my mother a blood orange gin and tonic. And my mother's been looking for it ever since.
Aww.
Well, so I think Hazel ordered her some, and she was able to bring a bottle home.
I mentioned on the last show, and I haven't been able to go back and have another one. I had a vodka infused or strawberry infused vodka, which was different from a flavored vodka.
Right.
Because I get the vodka.
It's not as sweet, right?
It was sweet. It was like the strawberry just like sits in the vodka till it almost just like falls to pieces, you know, but it wasn't, but they poured it like, it's like strained. So you don't get the pieces of strawberry, but it was red, like a strawberry, like it was so good. I want to go back and have another one. It was Seasons 52 at that restaurant. Seasons.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yep.
So
that's
that was.
And that's
nice. I want to infuse things now. Like I have to figure out how do you do that. And I wouldn't have minded them not straining it and having the little pieces of strawberry in my drink,
muddled, right?
Like a pulp.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have minded a little pulp.
That's what we do over here. Like to me, like that's what a Bellini is. You know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
it's like a fruit puree with Prosecco.
Right.
You know,
right.
So all the fruit is mixed, you know, kind of floating.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
You know, that's all right.
So good. I'm still thinking about it. I'm still talking about it.
That's funny. I have to have my mother teach you how to make limoncello, and then you'll never have to buy a bottle.
A lot of Italians do that. And then theirs is better than anything you can buy.
Oh, it's really good. I mean, every once in a while she'll screw up, and I don't know what that means, but she'll be like, I screwed up and I had to throw the whole batch out. I'm like, yeah, it's like 30 lemons, like the peels of 30 lemons.
Yeah, yeah.
Sitting in vodka for a month. And then you do add some form of sugar to it. Like, I don't know if it's like simple syrup or actual sugar. I don't even know when in the process you do that, but. She watched something with Dan, you know, Danny DeVito makes his own limoncello. He's got his own.
Oh, he does. Brand, yeah.
And that's where she got it from. So I was like, that's like what I've been doing, you know, since I started watching like cooking shows, you know, like you just kind of watch somebody do something and you get the idea and then you just make it your own with the base of their idea, you know.
This one's made in Italy. It's called Lina's.
I've seen that one before, yeah.
This is a creamy one. It's really nice. It goes down very easy. So that's my refreshing summertime.
Well, last week you were having vodka and lemonade. That's pretty refreshing.
Yes, I was. That was
pretty. That's pretty eighth grade refreshing.
Right, you got into the bar. Mom's not home. What do I put together, right?
What can I mix with this awful alcohol?
It's the adult lemonade stand.
Hey, you don't have to tell you. I used to drink Tango, which was literally orange Tang and vodka sold in a bottle.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, never heard of it.
Yeah, I used to drink Tango when I was little because it was only $2. $2 for one of those bump. We called them bump in a bag.
When I was a little kid, they used to give us, when I was like, you know, little, they used to give us the Anisette, the little, at the end of dinner, we'd go to this restaurant every Sunday, and at dinner they would give them with their espresso, the adults, a little shot of Anisette, and they would give my sister and I the shot. So one day we discovered we had that same stuff in the bar in the basement. We had the paneled basement with the green indoor outdoor carpet, like every Italian.
Oh yeah, right? That's where you had your big family meals then.
Yeah, with the refrigerator, a whole kitchen downstairs, right?
Yes.
And we discovered we had that same stuff right here in the house. And my grandfather found my sister and I, we broke into the Anisette stash that we had in the house. We didn't know you could have that at home because we only knew you got it in a little glass in the restaurant.
That's great. I used to, you know, fill the vodka bottle with water, fill the brown bottle things with water, so you couldn't really tell, with a little splash of Coke, you know. I was never there when my parents entertained and they would break it out and say, this isn't, oh, I'm so embarrassed. I don't know what this is.
They would have been like, this stuff went bad. What happened?
Let's go back. I'll never forget getting sick on slow gin, though. Slow gin and Southern Comfort are the two things that I can't smell. Yeah. Drink, you know, like, I just got so ridiculously sick on straight Southern Comfort. And that was like a big drink, Southern Comfort and lime, like SoCo and lime. And like people over here, they mix everything with Coke, you know, like the vodka and Coke is a huge drink over here. Like that's
really,
yes.
Wow. Vodka and Coke,
amaretto and lemonade. Fizzy lemonade, like 7-Up, amaretto and 7-Up.
Interesting.
Yeah, and they don't call it amaretto. They call it Di Serrano. Like I one time waited on somebody who said Di Serrano, and I was like, what? And they said Di Serrano again, and I was like, what are you saying? And they were like, Di Serrano, like saying it was cool. I'm like, if I just step like this,
can they you just point to what you want?
Yeah, and they were like, brown bottle, square top, right behind you. And I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, amaretto. Like, I've never called it Di Serrano, you know? It's like, it's amaretto.
That is funny. They have different, they call things different.
They call it different. They mix things over there. Yeah, it was, you know, I think to what pubs, it is like a two thing, you know, like Jack and Coke. or whiskey and seven is just like whiskey and seven up. Like it's always those kind of things. But you know, some of the things that, you know, people were mixing would just really throw me off. Like every time somebody had an amaretto and seven up or amaretto and lemonade, or like, I was just like, what? You know, and I would really like try and smell it when I was making it. And like, yeah, like, oh, that is bad. But I do think, you know, we here, it's like, it's the two sweetest things you can put together, so you don't feel like you're drinking, you know?
Right, right.
That's the whole goal, is to make it not taste like booze. Whereas I'm the opposite. Like I wanted to, I just bought at little bottles of absinthe. Like that, they're really small. Yeah. And I was like, I was so excited because I'm like, I've never tasted this before. And I always see it and it looks so interesting. And, you know, it's so like New York City scene, you know? so I get it and I open the thing and I like take a little sip and I'm like, wow, that is, it's like strong anisette. It's just like,
wow,
somebody dumped anisette in a bottle of vodka and let it sit for ages. Like that was, or Sambuca, you know, that kind of licorice anisette.
Right, so, right, right.
And that's, I was just like, okay, maybe that's not what I thought it was going to, I thought it was going to be minty. I don't know why. I thought it was going to be like high potent cream de menthe.
Right, right.
Nope. And speaking of anisette, like, did you, because you're Italian, you'll know this. Did your relatives just did like eat fennel?
Yes. Had,
like fennel cut up?
Digestion at the end of a meal. We had it on the table so we could do another course, you know.
Yes.
We didn't have courses. So, yeah.
So that always reminds me of anisette. Like, I just feel like those two flavors. Yeah, those are the flavors. So I bought some fennel this week and I chopped it all up and tossed it in some like romaine, a little bit of romaine, no, gem lettuce, I think I had, with a lemon vinaigrette and cut up pears,
nice,
and green cheese. And it was fantastic.
So fennel does that taste good in a salad? It tastes like licorice, right?
A little bit, but like, because I put pears in it, and I use like a real mild lettuce. So it wasn't like, it wasn't like tasteless iceberg, and it wasn't like romaine. I use like gem lettuces, just a little bit like more mild, and the brie cheese toned it down a lot too, and the lemon vinaigrette. All that was missing was like a handful of pomegranates. It would have been amazing.
Oh wow! But,
yeah, that would have been fantastic.
Sounds healthy. It sounds refreshing.
It was like a perfect summer salad. You know, like I was so proud of myself. And then today, Jem was like, "Let's have big salads," and I'm like, "Nah, I'm ordering Italian." Like, it's too hot to chop. Lettuce. It's so roasted, so fucking hot. I can't even. Like, I'm telling you, these fans, they're little round orbs. These fans, they're called Wuzus, and they—I don't know if you can see it. I got to show you it. They're amazing. I don't know if they're Japanese or if that's racist to say because it's called Wuzus.
Look, that looks like a little robot too.
Yeah. So that like thing oscillates. It goes side to side, up and down, and it's got like five speeds. And it literally feels like it cools the air. It's honestly been a lifesaver. I don't think we'd be getting any sleep in these.
That fan looks like the Martian in some cartoon. I don't know what cartoon is for Martian. But we just saw Space Jam to bring that into the conversation. And I didn't think I would like it because, first of all, I thought the whole thing was a cartoon and it wasn't. Right. It's like LeBron James and his son are in a computer game and they have to beat the bad guys. They have to win the basketball game. And the Looney Tunes are in it.
Of course.
So like, I didn't know anything about the Space Jam movies. So I mean, I guess other ones. So it was fun, and we had the theater all to ourselves, as you saw on Facebook.
I saw that you rented that out for Jack.
Jack was supposed to see the premiere, and he couldn't because my mom had that mini stroke, and he was disappointed. And Joni had just gotten the shot, and she still wasn't, her the second vaccine, and she wasn't feeling 100%. So I said, listen, let's do the movie thing. I knew about that you could rent the movie theater. And I'm like, what a rock star thing to do, right? Like,
and even it wasn't expensive. You said it wasn't. So that's amazing.
It wasn't great. It was about $200. But I think Joni had some kind of a deal. We got it for a little bit less. So it's like a rock star move, but it's not like, it wasn't like $1,000 or anything.
Right,
and, and we invited, we were about 12 people, but you could invite up to 20. You can be up to 20 people.
You could arm's length, you know, you're not on
top of the
other. Yeah.
And yet the theater was still open, so you could get popcorn and all the stuff behind the counter, but
yeah,
they
you
do
just
it
rented
on the
one cinema, right? So they have like 12 or 13 cinemas, you've got
right.
one. Right, okay.
Right. And you can only rent, do that kind of a rental either in the afternoon on a weekend or early evening during the week. So you can't really say like, I
saw willy-nilly, like Saturday night, I'm bringing all my friends to.
Right. The, what a great thing to impress a date, right?
Yeah,
like you
yeah.
just say, oh, I have the whole theater for us. And then, you know, whatever you might propose
daytime.
Or to do
yeah,
a
that's
propose.
That's a baller move. Yeah.
But you can't do it on a Saturday night. So, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun. The kids liked it. You could talk in the movies a little bit. No one's going to shush you because
your own family. Imagine that, like leaning over to your nephew and saying something, then having like your uncle be like, shut up. You're like, fuck off.
Right. Exactly. Oh, you're here. You got here. And you know, my
dad is proud. Shut up. Yeah. Who is that? Uncle Tom.
Right. Exactly.
So funny.
Especially with an Italian family, right?
We oh, all, my God. You
talk.
Can't do
we
any,
free
yeah.
reign to talk.
Oh, Lord. You can't take your family any, honestly. I know those. I know that. I'm so embarrassed when we all walk into a restaurant at the same time. I'm just like, I apologize to the waitress like ahead of time.
Ahead of time. You give him a really good tip because
yeah.
you know.
That's one of the things. Like I was saying, I booked my ticket to go home for October. I'm still freaking out and losing sleep. I don't know anything about like what. You know, I know what I have to do on this side to get over there. I don't know what I have to do to get back home, and that's freaking me out.
Yeah.
But I have a cousin that's getting married, and my mom wants to go to the wedding because she thinks it's great that we can visit and see everyone all in one night.
Yeah.
That's fantastic too, but that's exhausting. You know, like that's really exhausting. But then like, you know, you'll break off to you, like, you know, you break off and you get your inner sanctum family,
mm-hmm,
you know, those
mm-hmm.
are the ones that you're going to go out to eat with, you know,
right,
and that's when
right.
you want to like slip the waitress either extra money or apologize ahead of time. Like, that one's picky. This one's loud. This one's rude. Doesn't mean to be rude. That one's
right.
deaf. This one doesn't, you know, has a dietary restrictions. It's just like, oh my, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Every Italian family is like that though.
Yeah. It's not
usually
like what used to be. Like, I don't remember, I don't know about you, but I don't remember like when I was little, like say like 10, 11 or whatever, we lived on a street with seven relatives. So my aunt, I had an aunt that was one house away. I had an aunt that was next door.
Oh.
And then I had an aunt at the end
Italian.
Of the street. I had an uncle in the middle. So my uncle in the middle his thing was homemade sausage.
Mm-hmm.
My aunt at the end of the street, she was like the meatballs and peanut butter cookies, Buckeyes dipped in chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
The aunt next
mm-hmm.
door to me, all the aunts that lived like down in the city and everything, they would come and for like 3 days, they would be down in her basement making Christmas cookies or
mm-hmm.
if there was a wedding. And
oh,
they had like
yeah.
the whole, like you said, a kitchen downstairs.
Paddle basement.
Yeah, the panel,
yep.
right. With the stupid steel beams.
Oh, right. And the tile that
knock around.
Tiles, the foam ceiling tiles and the green indoor outdoor carpet that's like squares.
They said painted cement. They said painted
oh,
cement.
Oh, okay.
Because all it was these long banquet tables and folding chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then off where the washer and dryer was, that's where there was two stovetop ovens. In there, so all the aunts would get together and they would make those honey dipped fried cookies
oh, yeah.
with the little dots on them.
Yep.
And they would just do that for days and days and days. Just
so much work.
Yeah.
Goes into that stuff.
Honestly,
oh, yeah.
I mean the dough. I mean they were all handmade. So the dough, the dipping, the frying, the rolling, and the dot things. Then they would make
yeah.
up platters and plates and whatnot. Like if it was a wedding, they would have all different kinds, but Christmas, that was pretty standard. But they would show up at people's houses with these big platters of cookies. It's incredible to me that back then when you would have like Christmas dinner or Thanksgiving or whatever, we would go next door to my aunt's house and there'd be like 20 people in the basement.
In the basement.
Nobody was like, oh, I can't have that. I'm on a low sodium diet. Oh, I don't eat meat anymore.
That's true.
Oh, I don't. I mean, there was like, when you go out now, it's all different, you know, like this one can't have sodium. This one's not on dairy. This one, you know, can't have the meat.
Somebody's a vegetarian or they eat vegan or they, yeah, I get it. And then everyone had the perfectly pristine living room with plastic covers on the furniture, but no one sat in the living room. You were all in the basement.
Right. We had the formal living room, right? With this wraparound couch that was like, you know, upholstered. And so the only time you ever sat in it was Christmas. That was it.
Right.
And then
did it have like, plastic covers?
Even then you would like some great aunt, you know, would walk in with her little glass of wine and sitting on a thing and everybody would be like.
And the Christmas pin.
Yeah.
Like a Christmas pin. Did you have the brooch, the plastic
clip
covers? Because we had the plastic clip
covers. Have those. We didn't have those in our house, but my grandmother had them. Yeah, but not in our house. But we just didn't go in. It was just like an unspoken rule. Didn't go in. And if you did, and you made footsteps on the shag
carpet. On the carpet.
You had to rake it.
On the green shag carpet.
We had orange. You would have to rake it. To get the footprints out, you had to have the rake lines,
and you had to back out of the room and rake it
down the down the step. It was so funny, so funny. The rules, oh my god! And I never forget, like the biggest fight that I ever got into with my dad. Well, there was two. One was I had to get glasses, and so we went to Pearle Vision in the mall because my mother's restaurant was in the mall.
Pearle, yeah,
right. So Pearle. 1 hour glasses. So I get my glasses and they're super expensive. Like they still are. You know, like they're always super expensive. So we get home and it was like a lot of trying on. Do you like these ones? Do you like these ones? This one, that, whatever. All that, get them, wear them home. And I walk in the door and I go to my dad, I hate these glasses. And he was like, so we got into a huge fight, but we didn't really fight that often. Like I gotta say, you know, my dad was like one of those he wasn't like great at parenting. You know, I was like 16 and he would be like, knock it off or the Easter bunny's not coming. And you're like, okay.
Big breath.
But my mother would be around the corner like this. So it was just like, okay, dad, yeah, whatever you say. Like, yeah. So my mother was like disciplining behind the curtain. My dad thought like that, well, that got her. That Easter bunny's not coming.
That Easter bunny, and you got the look, and the look got her.
Yeah, oh my God, did you have that? The look, or the pinch?
I had the look, and you know, it was funny. I was just talking about this the other day. My grandparents were chain smokers. God love them. Like all any picture, were, especially my grandfather. Back then, people smoked in the houses. Nobody thought anything of it in the car.
Restaurants. So,
but when we were kids, God forbid we smoked, like we were forbidden to smoke. And the funny thing about all of that was no one questioned. We didn't question the fact they smoked and they were unapologetic about the fact that they chain smoked, but God help us if we smoked.
Yeah.
Because you knew it was bad for you, but we've already been doing it all these years. We didn't know it was bad for you when we started smoking.
We're addicted. But, yeah, that was it. Don't ever get addicted.
Yeah, but the whole contradiction, the whole hypocrisy of it just was beyond us. We just knew we weren't allowed to. We didn't say, but you guys smoke. We never said it. It was just, they were unapologetic. We didn't question it. And that's the way it was. You could never get away with that now. Kids would never let you get away with telling them not to smoke while you have a cigarette in your mouth. Right. You know, you know,
nowadays it's like your parents knocking on a bong and being like, don't be smoking weed.
My grandfather would never heat up this cigarette up going up and down, you know, don't you smoke. You better not smoke.
Yeah. Oh my God. Everything my father did, it was hanging out. It used to crack me up that they'd be working on cars around gasoline with a cigarette hanging out. Or the lawnmower, filling the lawnmower with cigarette hanging out, filling the lawnmower with gas.
They really were rebels, man. Yeah.
Nowadays, you just, I mean, everything is like, you can't do this, can't do that, can't do. I mean,
and kids
will
challenge you. Kids challenge you.
Yeah, they do.
We didn't challenge. We just accepted that was the way it was.
You got challenged. You got put through a wall. You didn't really have a lot of rights as a kid in an Italian family. Right. We're there to change the channel and carry things. That was it.
Right.
I would be doing like my Aunt Joanne that lived next door, that lived one house away. She was single. Her husband died very, very young. Like my cousin was 5, I think. And I was 2 or 3. So I never really knew him, but she never married after that. And my cousin was a little bit spoiled, you know, here and there, but she was always popular. So she was always off with her friends. So I'd just be home doing my homework and the phone would ring and my mother would be like, hello. Oh yeah. All right. I'll tell her. Yep. All right. Bye. You gotta go help your aunt unload groceries. What? you rented me out? So yeah, we'd have to like stop what I was doing and go, you know, help my aunt unload her groceries. But that was, like I always said, like we didn't have remote controls. So it was like,
right. Channel. Oh, that's right.
We didn't.
But she didn't have to tell you 12 times either, right? You just went and helped you.
No, my God, no. I think I'd only like, so I think one time I mouthed back to my mother. This is, you'll love this one. This is like the Italian anger, right? So we were arguing. I was like going through that angsty teen stage or whatever. My mother said something and I mumbled, why do you have to be a bitch? And I knew when I said it that it wasn't low enough and she heard it. So I had a head start and I went running down the hall and I got to the room and I slammed the door shut and I locked it. And my mother was like, open this door. Open this door. I'm like, no, not until you cool off. No, not until you cool off. Not until you cool off. And like I heard a few footsteps and I was like, she's gone. And I sat down on the bed. And the next thing you know, she came through the door. Shoulder checked the door off the hinges. So
that's
pretty much all it takes. You don't question things, you don't ask things, you don't question. That was it. She's just standing on the door with her hands on her hips.
Like, so she knew the move to bust open a door, a locked door.
She shoulder checked it open. A few steps back and got a running start. Here, I thought she was taking off back down the hall. Nope. So she just, she shoulder blasted my door off the hinges. Split.
Did she do it in high heels and pearls? Back then, people got dressed up to do things.
I know my mother was very fashionable. She used to have the long leather coats fashion boots. Oh my God. Yep. Fashion boots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom was like that too. I think my mom's probably a little older than your mom. So she probably had different fashion, but the same.
Yeah. But the same very
idea.
What about every once in a while? I had a gay cousin who was a hairdresser and, he was like the coolest man. He left when I was growing up. He left Niagara Falls kind of early and he moved out to Vegas and he was the hairdresser for Lola Falana.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, it was a huge deal, right? But when he would come back from Vegas, he always had like the best gifts and he would cut everybody's hair and he was so cool. But he's another one that like him and my mother are sitting at the kitchen table smoking cigarettes. And then the only time they would use the big living room was when they would put on a Diana Ross album and he would show her dance moves. They would do the hustle and, you know, and all these like these dance moves and stuff in the formal living room. But who had to rake it? I did. After they were in there, I had to rake it. Yeah, like I just
and carpet. You had to rake. Like,
yeah, as a little Italian kid, that you basically carried things and did stuff like that.
Changed channels
and carried things, and you know that was it. It's just, yeah, it was such a different time. Like honestly, can you imagine that? Like a kid now saying like,
would
"Get
never
off
have-
your tablet, get off your right? iPad, yeah. and help me right? unload the groceries." They right. Seriously,
that would totally never happen now. Now they threaten to call the DCF. Authorities. Yeah. DCF.
Yeah,
yeah,
never. Yeah, I know. I think I was like probably maybe 16 or 17, and my little cousins lived on the street because all my relatives on one street made it challenging to skip school. That's for sure. I was like, you know, in my teens, and so this was my cousin, little Denise. So I'm big Denise, and she's little Denise. And she was like a rebel from birth. Like this kid, she wanted to wear a black communion dress. She didn't like white. She wanted to wear her pajamas to school. Didn't want to get dressed. Just wanted to wear pajamas to school.
Did she grow up to be a musician?
No, private investigator, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. That's a cool job. Around.
She's still a bitch. Like, she's still very bitchy. Doesn't, you know, has a very...
rebellious.
Yeah, a little bit of a rebellious streak. But her son, like, she is so strict with her son. Mm. And it's mind-blowing to me. It's just like, oh, my God. I mean, I remember coming out to her when I was like, you know, like just like a little before I was like 30 years old. So she was kind of a teenager then, maybe a little bit towards the end of teenage years. And so I went outside at a family dinner or whatever to smoke. And this was like my coming out tour where I was like testing people and like certain ones I was telling, certain ones I wasn't, whatever. So I had just, you know, like kind of told her parents, who were my cousins, they, you know, my older cousins, or whatever. So I was outside like smoking a cigarette or whatever. And she comes out and she goes, "I knew you were a lesbian too." And I'm like, "You did? Like, how'd you know?" And she was like, "Because of your shoes." That was it. No elaboration. Turned around and walked back in the house. I was like,
"Were they Doc Martens? And what shoes were they, Denise?
I didn't even know which one she was talking about. I had so many big, chunky, clunky shoes. Like, I think she got that from my mother. Oh. My mother always said, like, one time my mother came home, she came into my condo, and she was like, I had a doctor's appointment, and one of the girls in the office, I gave her your number. I think, you know, maybe you guys would hit it off. And I was like, "Mom, how do you even know she's a lesbian?" She was like, "The shoes. I saw the shoes." So yeah, the thing about like, if they're not open-toed, if they're not slingback, if they're not, you know, the like shoes. Shoes, then right. a lesbian. Yeah. So
that is funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Good family stories. Like we should probably mention too that we were expecting Vicky Shaw tonight, but she was traveling. She was just doing the Suzanne Westenhofer show. I keep checking my messages.
Was that the show on Women on a Roll?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. So she normally lives in Texas. So she was out in LA. So she's had a travel week, and sometimes that'll screw you up, especially in these times. So we're going to give her a pass. and we're just basically shooting the shit and catching up. I got a tweet. This is pretty funny. Okay, so when I complain about the heat, like British, and I go, "Why don't you people have air conditioning? Like, what's wrong with you?" And they're like, "The houses are old. We don't really have air conditioners. We don't like think about putting them in. We only have like two or three bad weeks of heat. It's not a big deal. Outside, you know, whatever." So I bitch about it all the time. And then they have the audacity to challenge me because I'm from Florida. So one of my British people said, because I tweet a lot about how uncomfortable I am. And so my British person tweeted at me and said, "You're a true Brit now. I'm going to pass this on to you. Use it anytime." And it says, a little, this is like somebody else's tweet she sent to me because she said it sums up what I go through. It says, a little louder for the people in the back who can't hear this. The UK does not have aircon. Therefore, it is fucking hot. Twice the average temperature, kind of hot. So if we want to moan about being fucking hot, we're going to moan about being fucking hot because the British do not like being fucking hot. It's also fucking humid with no air con. None. No air con. So don't tell us it's not a big fucking deal. This is exactly how I feel. I feel like saying this to everyone I know. So don't tell us it's not fucking hot. It is a big deal. Moaning about the weather is like a national hobby. Leave us to it. It's fun. Well, I'll be so cold pretty soon. We'll be scratching car windows with our nipples. And moan about that too. I loved it.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend Rebel. That was awesome. I mean, I needed to see that because I didn't want to think that I was the only one, you know, like yeah. I'll say to Hazel, like, aren't you, is it really hot? Like, how are you doing? What do you, well, you know, sitting out in the garden. And I'm just like, oh my God.
And it's only 2 weeks.
It's only 2 weeks. Not bad. Well, I feel awful that we missed Vicky, but it's always good to have a little catch up. I'm glad you had fun at your nephew's birthday. That was, like I said, such a baller move renting out a movie theater.
It was cool. It was cool. I got my negative COVID results in the movie, but I already kind of knew it wasn't that.
As you're sitting in a theater with 12 other people, I got my negative COVID results.
They were people I was around already, but it was, that sounds weird, right? But no, but the thing is I already knew no one cared because I have the reputation of being this big hypochondriac. So nobody pays.
Right. Always, since I've known you. We used to have long discussions about traveling with Clorox spray.
Right. And they pay no attention to me every time I go and get tested because I think I have COVID because I've done many, many tests.
They know that you're hypochondriac. They just ignore it. And I love how they operate. Oh my God. I love how careful you're being.
Yes.
I had two massive ice spears in here when we started this. And they're melting.
Oh, and it melted. Wow.
Yeah. That's how warm it is.
And you had a nice drink, a nice cold drink.
That was nice. That was good. Like I haven't even really wanted to drink because I'm so, I don't want to be sweaty. And like, start drinking, like I'll heat up instantly. So I was super worried about that. And like I said, nothing that generates any kind of heat, no alcohol, no cooking, no hair dryers, no clothes dryers. No air fryer even this week. Like, I've been sitting still watching Netflix shows.
Just ordering in.
That's it.
Ordering
food in. I mean, seriously, honestly, pizza, sushi, burritos, fish and chips, and Italian. That's the week. That's been it. Like, it says that Friday we are getting a little bit of rain overnight on Thursday. Tomorrow's going to be another fucking blazer, but it's supposed to kind of chill out a little bit on Friday, and then all next week the temps are low, which is good.
Oh, see,
I'm not doing laundry until Saturday, like not Friday. I'm not going to start on Friday because I need reassurance that it's, because I'll tell you what, when my weather app says it's going to be cloudy, I get super excited because that means the sun's not going to be pounding in the windows. And if it says cloudy and it's still sunny out there, I get pissed. Because I look forward to those clouds rolling over, like for a little cool spell, right?
Exactly. So they better know.
If this doesn't cool down on Friday, I'm gonna be really mad. But so far, it's looking like it might get a little bit milder on Friday and then throughout next week. So I'm thinking if I start laundry. I want to say Friday, but I don't trust it. Saturday morning, I'll be done by Tuesday. Because there's that much. Like, there is just...
Oh, my God. You got to wait for the cool day and just do it all.
Yeah, because I got to open the window because the room that the dryer in is also has a pantry in it. And, you know, I don't want my food to get, like, super warm and gross like it is now. I want to add to it. So if I open the window and I turn the dryer on, it won't be that bad. Like, I actually have a fan in that room too. We don't do anything in that room. We just walk in. We just walk in to get stuff out of the freezer or the pantry, but there's a fan in that room. Like, that's how awful it is that you have to have like a fan.
Wow. Wow. Well, yeah. I do appreciate the air conditioning then. If I have to appreciate South Florida, it's the air conditioning for sure.
I got to rethink all this. Like, I got to rethink it. Like, what I was telling you before we turned the recorder on about the Olympics, like, that was in July. And we, like, went into London in July. So we got tickets for the women's beach volleyball. And it was at an outdoor stadium in Horse Guards Parade, which is just a big park, like, near Buckingham Palace. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like this. Like, I wasn't dying of heat. Like, I wasn't sweltering. Like, it's just progressively summers have gotten worse and worse and worse. So these these dickheads that tell me that it's only 2 weeks that it's really bad in the summer. Mm-mm. No, times are changing. Climate change happens. They're gonna explode. They are gonna explode. I give it to like 2029. They'll be like, God, we have to get air conditioning over here. This is bad. I mean, someone's it was 2 years ago. It was 100.
Wow.
No breeze.
Wow.
100.
Wow.
Right. Yeah. Like, and they're going,
you gotta have air.
Yeah.
You gotta have air when it gets that hot.
And it's not like I said, that little air conditioning thing that we have, I call it like the bullshit air con. It's just, it's enough to, you know, cool down a room, you know, but it's not doing anything. Like, during the day, it gets up to like 80 upstairs. And then I feel so bad for the cats. Like, right now, Bruce is in my downstairs bathroom with the light off, sleeping on a mat in there because it's probably like super cool and cold and dark.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And like, that's what he does. Like, all day long, he just looks for the cool spots. And same with Molly. She just stays under the bed pretty much all day. Like, it's just, I feel so bad for them. I mean, we actually got them little haircuts because we knew it was going to be hot, but it's just, that's what hurt me. It's like, I get it. I'll deal with it, whatever, but they don't, you know, they're just, Bruce, he likes to be between two fans. Like that one and that one, and he lays on.
He knows where to lay. He
lays on the glass kitchen table, and he's like, you know, that's his jam in the evenings. Yeah, say a prayer for my cats. It's gonna be a rough one tomorrow.
Yeah. And
hopefully it'll be a little bit better. Do you have any gigs lined up or anything? Like, are you playing in this heat?
You know, I don't have any outside gigs. I do have one gig July 30th. At Mary Beth Booked Me at Blues Burger, which is kind of a cool Miami burger place with the theme being music instruments. So the guy that owns the place makes lighting and kind of like fixtures out of drums and parts of drums and guitars. So it's really cool. And I like about the place, the food's really good. They have really good burgers. As a musician, they have a great sound system and everything's set up for you. So I literally just bring my guitar and everything's there. The mic stands. I bring my own mic, of course.
Of course.
But cables and amp, everything's there. But of course the mic, you know, yeah, I've always done that.
No, I do remember that. Yeah.
Oh, and I did tell you the liquors are back, right? Speaking of COVID. The liquors in the grocery stores. Yes,
the liquors
are back. They're unmasked, ungloved, and back. Yeah.
Unmasked, they were just waiting to get ungloved, and licking bags.
They were waiting for the gloves to get for the masks to get out of the way, and now they're back to. Can I help you?
Who was I watching? You know how I'm nuts about home rental. Shows and stuff like that, right? So I follow Nate Berkus and his husband Jeremiah Brent, and he always does like Insta stories and stuff. There was one of him where he had like the COVID mask on and one of those face shields.
Oh, right? Both. Yeah.
Right. And I don't like somebody was filming him. He had a coffee in his hand and he was like scrolling something on his phone and he went like that. with the coffee, smacked it into the shield. Like, and I was like, that's one of those things, like, I would imagine for them guys to work, anybody, like, that's a personality or a celebrity or whatever that's trying to do anything, like, their protocols are so strict that they're always in shields when they're not on camera. Right. So you're so used to it, and you just, like, just...
you get coffee. Into real life.
Yeah, just coffee the whole thing. But I was thinking about when me and Donna used to do the show from my condo, and we had the big earphone things.
With the
mics, right? And the phone would ring, and you had to pick up the phone and hit the on button, and then the call would go to the earphones.
But
that's not your instinct, right? So when the phone would ring, we would like smash the cans with it. Like, oh, sorry. Yeah, that was. I mean, we got to get used to these things, and I'm sure the lickers were just waiting.
They were just waiting to get that mask out of the way. Yeah, they don't care about the germs.
No,
they're the ones bringing the Delta variant, probably, because they're just bringing it. They're touching every piece of grocery after they lick their finger.
After they lick their finger to open a bag to put one fucking peach in it, right?
Yeah, the lady licked her finger to check the price on it, the tag on a dress. I was getting my mom a dress, and I'm like, "How much is this? Let me see." I'm like, "Really? Do you have to lick your finger to check a price on?" It wasn't anything still wearing them here.
Like, I mean, I have to say, like, we're doing really well on vaccinations, and we have been from the start.
Yeah.
So I think we're at, like, I want to say over 68% fully vaxxed, and probably at 77% as far as like having their first and then still needing their
right doctor. Right.
We're in good shape with that, but everybody's, you know, was you could see the divide where it's like your idiots that were like, Freedom Day.
And then I know.
Your people that are like, I'm still going to wear a mask. I'm still going to do the same things I've been doing. No hugging. Right. Don't, you know. So it's like there's a very clear divide. And I was watching some video footage of a big soccer/football game over here. And there's a place called Box Park. And it's basically like all these, I forget what they're called, shipping containers, kind of.
Oh,
and they, yeah. So they have like different vendors at each, and it kind of forms like a U, and then there's all these long communal tables in the middle. Mm-hmm. So you go at like a big food court, like thing. And then there's like better restaurants on top of it, But, you know, there's like street food. And then so they have a big screen, massive big screen, and they show this game, and their Insta feed, they show like you could tell when a goal was scored because they did it like they actually filmed it in slow motion, and everybody jumped up, their drinks in their hands, spilling, yelling, hugging, slapping, high-fiving, and I'm like, look at that petri dish of Delta
variant. Oh, yeah.
Like, freaked me out. And it's like, it's definitely like the under 30s. And that's who it's affecting. Yeah. You know, like everything that I see, it's unvaccinated. 99.2% of people dying from it are unvaccinated. Yeah. And over here, there's no... date to when they'll be able to vaccinate children, because unlike in the States, they want FDA approval and things. So
that's what I was waiting for. I'd like to have the FDA approval, but we're not getting it. So they don't even approve the test. My rapid tests that I've been taking are not FDA approved. I saw on the thing, but you know, you can only do what you have, you know, available to you. So
it's weird here, because like for Gemma, like when she like, I told you her trip got postponed again, right?
Yeah.
So now it's
again? Oh,
August 4th. It's supposed to be August 4th. But so you can just call up the NHS and get like 7 rapid tests delivered to your home, you know? So
Wow.
But
we have to go to Walgreens or like a place and get it from them.
No. So we get, these are the rapid ones, but like in order to travel, you got to get the nose ones.
Oh. So
there's like the spit ones or whatever.
What is the home one? What is the home? Oh, spit.
The spit nose something one. And shake it up and check it in half an hour. But
we have that you go through the drive-through at Walgreens. That's about anything that's left for testing.
That's what they're doing here, but like it's for travel. Travel.
Okay.
So travel. Like if you have to, you know, prove that you've booked the ticket and then you book it, and it's literally the only place that we would consider. Like I'm sure there's a lot of places that you could walk in, like make an appointment and walk in.
Right,
but we want to be able to drive through, so we have to drive all the way to Gatwick Airport.
Oh wow.
To get the nose one. But you have to have that in order to fly. So those are travel. Those I think are called PCR tests, and those are the ones that take like 3 days.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. So
by the way, we have a box park too. I think it's called Boxy Park in Orlando, the same thing.
Right. What you were saying. They're popping up everywhere. Yeah. Like that's,
they're popping up everywhere.
Yeah, they're really, you know, like it's cool for like, you know, a little bit of outdoor entertainment if you, you know, are with a bunch of friends. And like not far right. from there is where Gemma did the axe throwing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So she went again on Saturday. She's digging it. It's making me nervous. It's all I need is for her to get good at axe throwing. We'll have a big thing in the backyard.
Right. Well, I like the idea of Boxy Park. I might get the band. I might look to back getting
that would be fantastic. There, yeah, they have live entertainment on the weekends at this one too.
Yeah. I wanted to mention that on the 30th, Judy is going to be playing with me at Blues Burger. Excellent. Yeah, we're going to be doing a duo thing. We're going to be hopefully getting together this week to do some new acoustic songs. She put books together for us. She's so good. She's such a good duo partner and friend. But yeah, so
that'll be excellent. So that'll be really good.
Yeah,
that's and you said that was indoors, so that's
and it's indoors. Yeah, so it's right. It's not about the weather at all. The weather more than the heat. I worry about the rain. Anytime we have anything outdoors.
Down yeah, here. That's one really of those. It's not covered, right?
Yeah.
What was I thinking? What's today? Today is the 21st. Oh, okay. So I was going to tell you, if you're going to be at down in Miami, like book your thing with Dan. And
yeah,
then do your gig, so you won't feel like shit till the next one. So.
Right. Yeah. I got to do it before then. You're right. Exactly. Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, all right. I was gonna that's do great. It.
Miami. What's it called? Blues Burger.
Blues Burger, mm-hmm. And it's in it's like North Miami, like Hallandale Beach.
Oh yeah, that's not bad.
Like
that's not going into the belly of the beast.
No, it's you're not into like the real. It's not right. real, you know.
Liberty Nevada. City, Overton, yeah. Liberty City.
It's not that.
What? So that's the 30th. What about Arts Garage? There's nothing happening there yet.
No, I probably should get in touch with them. We played that venue so many times in a row that I thought I'd give it a little break, but they're probably booked till the end of the year, so I should probably most places now, that's what I'm finding out, that they're booked till the end of the year, so anything I book for the band, I'm talking about, like when I say that I mean city events, because sure. I like yeah. to play city events where they have a PA and sound people, but venues, different bars, you know, I could probably, I have to look to get us in, because I need to keep the band a little bit interested, right? Like in working it somewhere. So, you know, and Steve just got his bass drum with a big JD, a bass drum head with a big JD on it. So, you know, I got the Town of Davie thing, but now I have, it's so hard because there's so many bands that have been out of work that now want to work.
Everybody's scrambling for
and food. Everybody's, and also, people were booked ahead of people were booked during COVID, and the places are honoring those bookings now that things are opening.
Right. So they're already backed up.
So, yeah. And so, I mean, I guess you have to respect that they're doing that, you know, also a lot of bands aren't even together anymore. They broke up during COVID and they're not playing together.
A lot of couples aren't even together anymore.
Exactly. Right. Bands and couples. Broke up during COVID.
What was the name of that place that, remember I told you, when I'm in town, I always like to go down and because they have amazing burgers.
Oh,
Redbeard.
Steak and Shake.
It's across
the street. Steak and Shake.
No, I know. Steak and Shake. We definitely have to go to Steak and Shake. It was called Bar Redbeard, and it was down on East Commercial.
Oh, you
and then you played a place on the opposite side of the street. There was Blue Jean something.
Blue Jean Blues. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That place across the street.
I didn't think about that place in there. I have to check it out.
I heard they got sold, so they have a new owner. I mean, I hope to God they kept the menu and the cook, because you know. But yeah, that place was amazing. They had every kind of beer, ale, sour, lager. I mean, every kind of. I mean, they were so well versed. Like, they obviously had so many imports and stuff. Like, I was amazed, and they had an incredible whiskey bar. Incredible whiskey bar. But wow. Again, it was the food, and you know, the it was so small. There was only like maybe 10 tables, if that, and a couple on the outside. But they were so, like, they were like, really under the radar, like, unless you knew about them. So yeah, I haven't seen anything on Facebook. I haven't seen anything on Insta. So I'm a little nervous that they sold it, and then that's when COVID hit.
I have to go check it out.
Yeah, I wonder if they.
I'll let you know.
Definitely, definitely. All right, my friend, I'm gonna go open up all my doors and windows, because
it's later it's that time.
Yeah, midnight. It's about 70 at midnight. So
it's just about midnight. Yeah, it's the cool hour, the bewitching hour.
I've been trying to go to bed at like 1 a.m. because I feel like if I and then get up at like 6 or 7 to open everything. So I'm sleeping like crap. I'm not getting enough sleep. And I'm just waiting. I'm waiting for this to end. I don't even. One of the reasons I was like, maybe I won't go to Florida in October, because it'll be cool here. I don't want to miss cool days.
This is the time you want to come, right?
I want to. I know. Like Gemma said, why don't I just send you home for like 2 months in the summer? Like, because it's never really that bad in June, you know. So July, and August, just go home for 2 months, sit in the air conditioned houses with your friends. Driving your air-conditioned car. No, I have to say, cars are air-conditioned, thank God. But none of the restaurants, none of the stores, none of the pubs, nothing.
There's really? No
place, right, there's no place.
Wow.
I'm
shocked about that. I didn't know that.
Did you know, like, when I worked in the pub one summer, it was, you know, it was, like, in the 80s, you know, creeping up to the 90s. And I'm like, this is nuts. Like, I went with my own money. I bought floor fans.
Yeah, something.
To put behind the bar that rotated. And then I got like desk fans for the guys in the kitchen.
That's crazy that, you know, this, after all these years, there's no one's air conditioning centrally, you know, even for the.
There's no, I mean, like, you have to think about it. There's no space for ductwork. So you're never going to have central air.
Right.
You know, there's no space for it. And there's no, the houses are powered different here. So for something of that magnitude, you know, like, even I always worry that we're going to blow our whole fuse system, you know, plugging in Rosie. You know, like, if we have one more thing, like I always say to Gemma, like, every plug in this entire house has something in it. You know, it's insane. So it's just like a different, like, the buildings themselves are so different that you can't imagine how they would ever be able to do it. But it's one of those things where, like, with the pub, between having two fans on either end of the bar blowing crosswise, and we had huge bifold doors. So we opened the bifold, you know, folding doors in the front.
Yeah.
And then all the way in the back in the kitchen, opened up the dining room doors, and you would get kind of a decent cross breeze, because the difference here is, like, you know, in Florida, when you're in the hot sun, you're like, oh my God, I'm going to explode. This is so hot. I can't stand it. And then you, like, try and find shade. It doesn't feel any different in the shade.
Right, right, right.
Over here, it feels like 5 or 10 degrees cooler in the shade.
Really?
So, wow. The way it was, like, the sun would pass over the top of the building of the pub, like, really early on. So when you open up those bifold doors, it was getting like a breeze in from a shaded zone, you know? So it was almost like a cool breeze. And like,
so you were getting the cool breeze.
A coolish breeze, right. in a damp concrete pub, you know, so that having the fans.
So it worked.
And all of a sudden, like, people were like, oh my God, you're a genius. And I'm like, it's a fan. You could have done it. You know what I mean? You could have done this. I'm not a genius. I'm just fat, you know? So, I mean, that was, I used to just say that all the time. Like customers would be like, oh, wow. You got fans back there? And we're like, yeah. You know, and they're like, I guess like summers before, you know, they would sit and sweat and drink their drinks and stuff. And like, I come along and I'm like, listen, I'm fat. I'm not accepting this. We need fans. And then they were all like, oh, this is nice. This is good. Like, no, I'm not a genius. I'm just fat. So, it's going to be the name of the show. Funny. That's going to be the name of the show.
I'm not a genius. I'm just fat.
I'm not a genius. I'm just fat and hot. So, yes.
And I want to be comfortable.
Want to be comfortable. Want to be in Florida in the air conditioning. The dry, disgusting air conditioning that Gemma is always like freezing everywhere we go. So yeah, it's I don't know if her flight gets screwed up again. I think that she may try and come with me, even like because I want to come for a month. She might try and come for a week.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah, and then this way we only have to pay a cat sitter for a week because they're about 25 pounds a day. So that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Do they come and do they stay in your place or?
No.
They come and feed and take care.
Yeah, litter box. Twice a day. They come in the morning and they scoop and put food in there, and then they come in the evening and scoop and put food. And she's our cat sitter is awesome. She's a vet tech, so you know, she's okay with like trimming their nails or brushing them and hanging out for a little bit. Like, and she'll send us pictures. So we know that she actually went. And then in between, Hazel will pop around and check on them and play with them.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, because they're, I mean, you think about it. We got Molly in November 2019. And she's not been alone.
Oh, right.
Pandemic happened like that February.
Right.
My parents were here until December. So we were always home. Even we did like a weekend. We went up to Bath to see the Christmas markets, and Gemma stayed here with Molly because she was so little. We didn't want to leave her on our own.
Wow!
So she has not been alone overnight yet. I honestly don't think. So well, I think it's going to be a big adjustment. Like the longest she's been alone was Christmas Day when we were at Hazel's all day.
Aww.
She's
gonna have what are they called, separation anxiety.
I feel like she might. I think she's just gonna sleep, like she'll just get herself in a depression and sleep. Because even when I run out to the store and I'm gone like 7 minutes, she's like sitting on the kitchen chair that faces the front door.
Aww.
Yeah, so, or sometimes she'll just sit in the front window, be like, until she can't see me anymore.
Guys come down, we'll have to do Steak and Shake, and we should do a reunion show together. Oh,
definitely. Yeah, you know, given.
We'd have to that's plan someone.
It would be super cool to not do it over Zoom.
Oh, I was going to say that. You
know, do it over Zoom. Just a Facebook Live.
Right. We should. Yeah. We'll have to get a local guest.
Yeah. And yeah, we should. We should do it at a venue.
I'll arrange it. Let me know when you're coming and I'll figure something out.
I will. So I got to fool around with the dates.
Because that'll be fun. Yeah.
That'll be awesome. All right. Well, I will let you go. I'm going to
stay cool.
Open everything up.
Get those fans going.
To God. Jesus. All right, buddy.
Nice chat next week. With you,
Denise. Next week, we got Tyler, right?
Tyler next week. Yes.
Tyler next week. Real drink. We got to see these two things. Right.
Ice and lemonade. Oh, I have three things. I count ice. Right. We got to see if he did the Marlini. I'll have to get in touch with him to see if he did the Marlini. Oh, yeah,
totally. That'd be awesome. She'll love that.
Yeah.
Did I tell you she sent me a picture of her and Nadine together?
No. Oh, yeah. Wait, did you send me the picture or was that an old picture?
That was an old one. I'll send you the new one. It was so cute.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah,
oh,
she's very, very happy to have Nadine back.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there you go. I just sent it to you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
We'll see you next week.
See you soon. Stay cool.
Yeah, exactly. There, Bessie.
He drank way too much whiskey.
Like, never stop chasing your dreams.